Close your eyes. The moment you close your eyes is the moment the world around you takes a back seat. It's simple. You can do it any time of the day. You just close your eyes momentarily, and it really momentarily, a few seconds. What do you feel as your eyeballs are settling into a position where they're not staring with being strenuous? Maybe at first it'll feel like, oh my God, my eyes are so tired. But you're just having your eyeballs be at rest. They're not darting around. Rapid eye movement. Okay, just feel what that feels like when they're centered and at rest. Now the eyelids are over the eyeballs. You might feel some tearing coming up. Let it come up and wash, cleanse. Or you might feel some tiredness, some fatigue. Prop yourself up or lie down, whatever you want to do that's comfortable as you go through this process. Some light might come, or you might feel complete darkness. That darkness might persist, the light might persist. It doesn't matter, don't judge it. The eyeballs are connected to the brain. In fact, they're just extensions of the brain, the optic nerves. So the eyes carry the information that we perceive in our world. And also, they carry the information to the outside of us, to our world, from within. So the eyes are the windows to the soul. Feel the eyes. Remember, you can naturally let them to move around if they want, but also bring them to settle. And then feel what that feels like in your whole body. Just do an internal scan with your awareness from head to toe. With my eyes not moving, the eyelids over the eyes, is your forehead all crinkled up? Relax it. Do your eyebrows feel like they're knitting together? Relax them. Physically push them apart if you need to with your hands. And feel that release happening in the frontal lobe of your brain, and then the sides of your brain, the back of your brain, and the top of your brain. Don't worry if you don't feel it. Just experience it as you're being guided. Bring your awareness to it. Feeling can come later. Now, bring your attention, your awareness down to the base of your spine. Feel the base of your spine, the tailbone area. Imagine an orangish, reddish light. If you can't see anything, just you know what orange and red looks like. So you just imagine that being at the base of your spine. It's like a ball. It's swirling around. And this light then moves down the legs. Feel it going down every joint. Deep within those joints, this reddish-orangish light. Don't skip over and just do a superficial. You want to go deep. You want it to release pain, stiffness, memories that are locked in the cells. You want to feel some change within. You might feel heat, you might feel cold, you may feel vibration as this reddish-orangish light is moving down the legs into the feet and toes. Now the light is moving back up, continuously flowing up and down the legs into the base of the spine where it first got activated with your awareness. Keep swirling it around or observe it swirling around now. We'll take it to a different state of consciousness or awareness where you're not in control of it. Your higher self is. Your God self. Your connection to Ganesha. So you're just observing the presence of the light that is associated with Ganesha, the elephant-headed being who rides a mouse. He has a pot belly. And he has the ability to give you intelligence and wisdom and miraculous abilities. He can dissolve all obstacles. Feel his energy, we'll call on him. Through the sounds. Feel them vibrating in the lower limbs. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Feel the energy in the legs, all the way down to the feet and toes. Deeper. Scan deeper. Observe the scanning process. You're scanning with the reddish-orangish light. Gum. 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 Gum is the sound for Ganesha. Gum. Gum. Gum.
gum, gum, gum. Feel the lightness of being. Now, the energy is going to be concentrated with your attention and focus on the base of your spine, and we'll move up. The susumna, which is a thin tube of light in the subtle body that corresponds with the spinal column, the backbone, and we'll activate all the chakras on the way up. So take your time to feel the vibration of each chakra. This is the time where the energy is really potent to have an enlightened experience in every chakra. It's going to light up in ways that it has not been able to. Starting at the base of the spine. Feel the base of the spine. You can chant aloud if you want to, if that's appropriate for you, wherever you are. Or you can just listen to it. Now, move up to the heart center in the middle of your chest. Not just at the front of your chest, right in the middle of the trunk, the chest level. To the throat, feel the throat, clear the throat. Ma. 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 Now, move up into the middle of your brain. Now move back down to the base of your spine. Feel that area, the tailbone area. Na, 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 na. Na. Now move up to the navel, the belly button. Ma, ma, ma. Ma, ma, ma. Move up to the heart center in the middle of your chest. She, she. She, 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 she. Move up to your throat and the mouth. Wa, 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 wa. Va, va. Now move into your two eyes and the right and left brain. Ya, ya. Ya, 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 ya. Feel the chakras come alive. Now visualize your backbone and brain and impose on that an image of a spear, the veil in Tamil. The backbone is the shaft of the spear or lance. The head of the spear is your brain. And the tip pierces the top of the skull. Hold on to this image. Impress it on your backbone and brain. Feel the energy of a thousands and thousands of suns, light and power radiating into your body now. Because you have implanted this divine Shakti veil, divine energy, the goddess energy, the creative potential, the power to protect, to absorb any negativity. So feel the negativity being sucked out of your cells and going into this spear-like object. And then the intelligence radiating from the heavens into the tip of the veil at the top of your skull and going into the head of the veil, which is your brain, and then pouring down into the shaft. Feel it. Observe it. Don't try to control it. Just allow the release of negativity from every cell to the DNA level. Every cell has strands of DNA. So you just imagine the negativity or the dysfunction that you've inherited to be released into the veil, sucked in like a vacuum. And this downpouring of grace, divinity, pervades every cell. From the outpouring of the veil. That's the process. Allow it, observe it, be relaxed in it. Don't think. Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. See red. Feel red light. Experience red light. The color spectrum and vibration, power energy associated with Murga. Murughan Kumaran Guhan. As you hear the sounds calling on this divine being, feel the veil come alive. in your backbone and brain. Om Shakti Vayam Namaha. Om Shakti Vayam Namaha. Feel the energy and power expanding. Amplifying. Speeding up the vibration in every cell of your body, mind, and soul. Now, the whole body with this vibration is prepared now to receive golden light pouring down from the heavens. And imagine it hitting the crown chakra and like liquid light oozing from the top of your skull into your brain, and your brain is like a sponge. It's soaking it up. And now like a shower of light pouring through the rest of the body down into the feet and toes. Take your time to observe the process, to feel it. Now, imagine Dr. Pillai standing in front of you. And from his third eye, he's going to activate this process, expand, amplify, accelerate your experience. He's beaming a golden light into your third eye. Feel it piercing the spot between your two eyebrows. There's a penetration, a pressure, tingling, a shooting of light, depending on your level of experience. There's a presence there. You feel this empowerment coming into your third eye, the spot between your two eyebrows. That light continues into the middle of your brain, lighting up the pituitary at the spot between your two eyebrows, and then going into the pineal, which is in the middle of your brain. This is your third eye mechanism. Feel it getting activated. With this beam of light coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye, receive the empowerment. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Atithyaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. The whole brain is lighting up. The body is filling from head to toe with this showering, pouring, oozing golden light coming from the heavens above, hitting your crown chakra, being empowered by Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye. Keep receiving the process of empowerment. Om Aim Hrim Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. You're not even breathing anymore. The pineal is breathing. You might be breathing just to stay alive, but hardly any breath is going in and out of the nostrils. You feel a pulsation in the middle of your brain. Om Aim Hrim Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. The whole body is vibrating with the sounds and the light, the grace light pouring down from the heavens, hitting the skull. The brain is soaking it up. Golden light is flowing through the body. Harutparam Jyoti, Harutparam Jyoti, Taniparam Karune, Harutparam Jyoti. Keep most of your attention on the brain, especially the middle of your brain. Harutparam Jyoti, Harutparam Jyoti, Taniparam Karune, Harutparam Jyoti. The top of your brain, the crown chakra. Harutparam Jyoti, Harutparam Jyoti, Taniparam Karune, Harutparam Jyoti. Now feel the whole brain and imagine the grace light spinning in the whole brain. Harutparam Jyoti, Harutparam Jyoti, Taniparam Karune, Harutparam Jyoti. The light is spinning in the brain. Aru. Aru. The whole body is lit up. Feel the body. See the light. Experience it. Arul. 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 Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to the body. Peace to the mind. Peace to the soul. Peace to the world around you. Peace, peace, peace.